Grow your practice with a steady flow while your administrative hurdles go. FullCaseloadTherapist.com. Find the peace of mind to carry on. FullCaseloadTherapist.com.
This is the Full Caseload Therapist Podcast, short practical audio for therapists who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, how to show up when someone asks ChatGPT for a therapist. What AI answer engines read before they name a practice, the page structure they quote, the citation work that matters, and how to check your visibility. A growing share of the people who used to type therapist near me into Google now type, I need a therapist in Sacramento who takes Aetna and treats OCD. Who should I call? Into ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, or Google's AI overview. The answer they get names two or three practices, being one of them is a different job from ranking in the map pack, and it is a job most practices in your city have not started. The mechanics are less mysterious than the term AI search suggests. These systems assemble an answer from live web results, plus what they already know about entities. So the work splits into three parts. Be findable in the underlying search results. Be readable as plain text, and be corroborated in more than one place. Write pages that answer the question directly. Language models quote text that already looks like an answer. A page that says, "Welcome to our practice, where we believe in a holistic approach to wellness," gives a model nothing to quote. A page that says, "We are a group practice of four licensed clinicians in Sacramento. We treat OCD, anxiety, and trauma in adults and teens. We are in network with Aetna, Cigna, and Blue Shield of California. Our self-pay fee is $175 for a 50-minute session. New clients are typically seen within 2 weeks," gives it five quotable facts. The pattern that works: one clear sentence stating what you are, where, and for whom in the first 100 words of every important page. Facts as sentences, not as icons, sliders, or images. A model cannot read the text baked into a graphic of your insurance logos. Question-shaped headings that match how people ask, "Do you take Aetna? How much does therapy cost in Sacramento? How soon can I get an appointment?" Specific numbers wherever you can give them. Fee, session length, wait time, years in practice, license number, number of clinicians, a dated last updated line. Recency is a live ranking factor in the retrieval step for all of these systems. The four questions, again. Every AI answer about a therapy practice comes down to the same four attributes: condition treated, location, insurance, and availability. If those four are written in plain sentences on your site, you are quotable. If any of them lives only in a PDF, a booking widget, or a picture, that attribute is invisible. Build one page per major specialty with the city in the heading, and one page listing every insurance panel you are on by name. That insurance page is the single most cited page on most practice sites, because "who takes my insurance" is the question people cannot answer any other way. Structure and templates are in the website guide. Corroboration: say the same thing in five places. A model naming a business wants more than one source agreeing. The cheapest corroboration for a practice: Google Business Profile, complete with matching categories and services. Setup detail in the profile guide. Psychology Today, with the same name, address, phone, specialties, and fee range as your site. Your licensing board's public verification page, which is a high trust source and already exists. Your professional association directory, whether that is APA, ACA, AMFT, an ASW, or a state chapter. One or two local or topical mentions. A chamber listing, a hospital referral page, a university counseling resource page, a local news quote. Where practices go wrong is drift. The suite number on Google says Suite 210. The website footer says Steen 210. Psychology Today says nothing, and an old directory still lists the office you left in 2023. Every inconsistency lowers confidence. Pick one exact format for name, address, and phone. Write it in a text file and paste it everywhere. Structured data helps quietly. Add JSON-LD to your site for the practice as a local business or medical business, and for each clinician as a person with credentials. Include name, address, phone, opening hours, area served, and the URL of your Google profile and directory listings in the same AS field. Add FAQ page markup on your FAQ. This does not make a model cite you on its own. What it does is remove ambiguity about which entity your pages describe, which matters in a category full of similarly named practices. It takes an hour once. Make sure the crawlers can get in. Check your robots.txt at yoursite.com/robots.txt. If it blocks GPT-Bot, Perplexity-Bot, Claude-Bot, Google Extended, or CC-Bot, you have opted out of the exact visibility you are trying to build. Some website platforms and security plugins add those blocks by default. For a practice trying to be found, allow them all. Then check that your important pages render without JavaScript. Many booking platform site builders load the fee, the specialties, and the insurance list into the page after it loads, which means a crawler sees an empty shell. View the page with JavaScript disabled in your browser. If the four questions are not answered in what remains, they are invisible. Check your own visibility, monthly, 15 minutes, once a month. Open ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Google, and run these. Best therapists in your city for your specialty. Therapist in city who takes insurer, your practice name, and see whether the description matches reality. How much does therapy cost in city? Write down which practices are named and what sources are cited. The cited sources are your roadmap. If Psychology Today and a local publication are being cited for your city, those are the two places to make sure you appear. What not to do? Do not publish AI-generated blog volume about mental health topics. It competes with hospital systems and national publications you will not outrank. And if it contains clinical guidance under your name, it is a liability. Write fewer, more specific pages about your practice, your city, and your fees. Depth about yourself beats breadth about the field. And do not fabricate anything a model might repeat. Systems that summarize you will repeat the over 20 years of experience claim on your homepage as fact. Frequently asked, does any of this replace Google? No. Traditional local search still produces most calls, and it is where the benchmark report shows most practices remain incomplete. AI visibility is the cheap add-on, not the substitute. How long does it take? Text changes on your site can appear in AI answers within days because these systems retrieve live pages. Entity-level recognition, where a model knows your practice without searching, takes months of consistent citations. Should I pay for an AI visibility tool? Not yet for a solo practice. The monthly manual check above tells you the same thing for free. Revisit when you have four or more clinicians and multiple locations. If you want the pages, the schema, and the directory consistency work done for you, AI search optimization is one of the services in the free 14-day trial. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, fullcaseloadtherapist.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for therapists. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.